Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
I'm on one, Ms. Bumble.
It's John and Lance.
When Will Shipley ran in a 4.3, that was our Jesse Owens.
Ain't this some
Broadcasting live from inside the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Nick's Place. Here's John Granato and Lance Zerline.
Welcome back live at Nick's Place, 2713 Rocky Ridge.
Yeah.
Rocky Ridge and Westheimer.
Woo!
Hey, I'm serious, too. Game Day Men's Health is here. You need to go over there and talk to these guys. I'm telling you, you're going to feel better. If you want to look better, feel better, they've got everything that you could possibly need. Free consultation, locations all over the city now. I think they just opened one in front. On-site labs, they opened one in they're coming to downtown, Friendswood in the new year.
And the owner lifts.
Oh, yes.
Owner lifts now.
Well, they're all owners. They're both of them.
Hey, there's no skipping chest day.
No, they skip leg day to lift, though.
I don't know. I think there's a leg day skip.
Come on. Who cares about leg day? What woman ever looks at the legs, right?
Her
legs, that's different. That's different. We haven't even mentioned Christian Walker yet. Hey, I want to hear. Are you guys happy about signing Christian Walker?
Yeah!
That's more positive than
I
expected.
Okay, are you not happy about signing Christian Walker? Okay. Are you okay with Bregman being gone?
Yeah.
See? Okay, who wants Bregman to stay?
Yeah.
About equal.
It's about equal.
About
I'm going to tell you, Bregman's 250 average really has people, you know, and the way he starts and everything else. It's not a lock that everybody's like, "Oh no, we got to keep Bregman."
I think it's a lot of it is because people don't think. I think a lot of people don't think Bregman's going to stay, so they're kind of on the, like, if you thought there was a legitimate chance Bregman was going to stay, I think you'd want to keep him.
Yeah, maybe.
But I think most people realize he's gone, so you've already moved on from
it.
Yeah,
yeah. So, I mean, but I've seen so much. I mean, but nobody whines like Astros Twitter. Nobody.
Right.
Nobody whines like Astros Twitter and Jeremy.
I mean, Jeremy who Branham?
Yeah. Oh my God!
Why?
What?
Why?
What's he whining about?
Oh, about everything. About just all these moves. You know what? Christian Walker was a nice signing. Now, you know, everybody's bitching about they don't sign players. Blah, blah, blah. They just signed a $60 million guy who's a pretty good player. You filled a real need at first base. He's a gold glover.
He's a high strikeout guy.
He's a high home run and RBI guy.
He's a good home run guy. He's not a high home run
guy.
He's solid. He's solid. He's going to strike out a lot. He is not. He's on the backside of his career. It is what it is. Like, let's not make
not
it into
his numbers haven't been going down.
Not like Arenado's.
No.
Not like Arenado's. No.
No. And then you got.
But we're not getting the best of his career. Let's be real about this.
No, but
no one's at their best at age 34 in baseball.
No. 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 But
except Verlander. Maybe.
He has not been. He's not been declining. That's the good news.
Well, you gotta.
The other good
look,
news.
Look, you gotta field a team.
The other good news is that in the ice box, Paredes is going to hit like 55 homers, okay? Did you see his numbers and where his balls land? And if he was playing at the icebox, he would have 50 homers last year.
Deadpool hitter.
Yeah, that's right. So I like this team. Could be the best year ever.
Oh, boy.
Oh no.
Let's stay away from that.
You better stop saying stuff like that.
Could be the best year ever.
Let's stay away from that.
Best Astros team ever. Thank you.
Big upset.
Who's with me on this one? Was that not the best Astros
no,
team ever?
No, greatest season ever is what you said. You said greatest season
greatest
ever.
Greatest season ever.
Did it feel great?
What about the comeback, y'all?
What comeback?
Where they started out really crappy, and then they turned it on.
You're making him.
I don't, yeah, you're
right.
You're
making him have to sell this.
You're right. Go ahead. I want you to do it in front of a live audience. Go ahead. Do it. sell that Astros season.
I'm selling it as hard as I can. That's it.
So you got Paredes, you've got Walker.
Oh, by the way, wait a minute. The Texans were going to win by 2 scores. 10 points.
They should have. The refs.
There it is. There it is.
And who's with me? Who's with me?
There it is.
Oh, Tank Dell. Nice interference. Beat it. Oh, not a fumble. Okay, whatever. I mean, you can't win.
But you
there.
Just said earlier that was a personal foul anyway. You just said that.
I don't care.
Oh, okay.
I don't care what I said earlier. It's okay. What I'm saying now.
All right.
I never care what I said about what I said earlier. Okay?
Swivel.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, no, no.
Pivot.
Pivot, swivel.
Hey, they were close to winning by 2 scores. Okay? Yeah. They were winning in the game.
18 points away. Very close, yes.
And how about missing another extra point to put you in a bad spot?
He
was brokenhearted.
He had tears in his eyes so he couldn't see the ball.
Yeah.
Was everybody crying?
Yeah,
apparently. Yes.
Apparently, yeah.
Kaimi don't care. I mean,
why doesn't Kaimi care?
No, he don't care. He's a kicker. He never sees anybody. Nobody talks to him. It's not like he was close to Tank. Nobody talks to him. He's a kicker. He talks to Weeks, and that's it.
Astros going to get an outfielder, or no? Are we done now? You spent on the corner fielders. Is that it?
You're right at the CBT again.
Yeah, you're done.
Yeah, you're right at the
Jake.
Look at
Jake.
Look
Jake.
At,
Jake.
And look what happened. And look what happened. Because of the competitive balance tax, you're not going to get a second. You're going to lose a second. Signing Christian Walker, you lose a second and a fifth. Okay. So because you're at the competitive,
and you're like that.
What?
You like losing a second.
No, I don't. No, I don't like it. You're the one, spend more. You're not spending enough. When he spends money, we lose draft picks.
But you just told me Walker was a great pickup.
It was a great pickup.
And he's worth the second.
No, you don't want to. But you don't want to.
One is it?
No, you don't want to be over the competitive balance tax.
You got to field a team.
Yeah, I know. Oh, other teams, all of them are? No, the Astros are because he spends money.
Where's
unlike what everybody says, he's cheap.
Hold on. Why are you always trying to, like, Jim Crane doesn't care about you.
Yes, he does.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't.
Jim Crane got this made for you. He called you Garnado.
No. Chase did that.
But he went to Jim Crane's company.
No. Chase did. It's not Garnado. My name's Granado. Okay?
I'm sorry, Gartano.
Gartano.
Not Garnado. It's Gartano.
Gartano. Whatever. Whatever. Kent Jones is here tonight, everybody. There he is. You need a mortgage? Go see him. All right. You're buying a house? Let's go. Go see my man over there. All right. Everybody's in the house today. All right. Rhino, there's Dez.
Did you see, by the way, how about you didn't even mention Tiger's son with an ace?
Yeah.
Old Charlie.
He looks like a player now.
Yeah, he does.
He looks good.
His swing looks just like Tiger.
Yeah. We must not be very funny. I haven't heard Dez laugh the whole time.
It's not funny. She's a Steeler fan. Nothing's too funny right
there's
now.
There's nothing funny. There's how about that? Double
there
rods.
There it is. There
She's
it is.
Giving you double rods.
There it is.
Double rods.
There it is. Who do you come away? So you think these teams had to play this week in college football playoffs. Is that an advantage or a disadvantage? Because their season is stretched out. Like they're going deeper than ever before, college teams, on this level. Is it going to be an advantage or a disadvantage playing that extra game when they go into the team with the bye week? Because the bye week teams have not played football for a little while now, but they're also should be as healthy as they can possibly be.
Yeah.
Relatively speaking, obviously Georgia is probably not going to have Carson Beck the whole way.
I think that playing might not hurt them. I mean, but playing in these games might not be bad for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it could help. We'll see. The better team. No, I say that. The better teams aren't waiting. Boise's waiting. Arizona State's waiting.
No.
Yeah, the better teams are not waiting. I think you're going to see chalk advance again, though. You're going to see the better. All chalk advance. All chalk.
Man.
They were just better. Just
every single
better.
Chalk pick won. I mean, frankly, I thought the Longhorns outplayed Clemson. You had the stumble in the third quarter that made it close to the number. Obviously, Texas had to score again to get a cover, but it was a 7-point game. I mean, in theory, you were one disastrous play away from, you know, screwing the pooch in that game. But I don't know. I just never felt like Texas was any real danger. But defensively, I would be concerned with that that pass coverage. Those corners did not look good in that game.
Nope.
I'd be a little concerned after that game.
We got a break right now. Taqueria Arandas is another sports bar you could go to other than Nick's place.
Arandas Sports Bar. It's located in the participating Taqueria Arandas. They're turning their bar areas into sports bars. Really cool. Really cool thing to be a part of. You can go there, enjoy these games, enjoy your food, the drink specials, authentic Mexican, but also they've got a great bar menu as well. But, you know, it's not just that. You also have the opportunity to stop in and grab awesome breakfast tacos, for example, lunches, a heartier breakfast. You've got lunches. You've got dinners. And, of course, the Arandas Bakery, find a location because they're doing homemade tamales right now. They're doing the chicken. They're doing the pork. And they've got all the sweetbreads that you can possibly imagine. It's available at every Arandas Bakery. So, Taquerias Arandas for your breakfast, lunch, dinner, for your sports, and now for your tamales and your conchas and all the treats that you really love. It's Taquerias Arandas. Find a location near you or Arandas Bakery.
You're listening to John and Lance, broadcasting live from inside the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios located at Nick's Place. Here's John Granato and Lance Zerline.
There's only two. It's Irv and Garrett. Yeah, there you go. Welcome back live at Nick's Place, 2713 Rocky Ridge and Westheimer. Irv, let's go. Garrett, come on. We're going to have a donut eating contest. Who can eat the most donuts?
Those donuts look good
in
though.
20 minutes.
20?
No.
Morgan Wallen. Oh, he can let his hair go.
Irv. Man, clean it up.
La raza.
Hey. Yeah, those of you can't see him.
He looks like a Utah guard. He looks like a guard at University of Utah.
Right.
The Polynesian dudes. When did you
turn Polynesian? Yeah. Oh, I know you're. Stop already.
What's he talking about?
The tight end. The tight end, yeah.
The tight end.
Nah.
His homeboy, Luke.
We ain't doing that.
No, we ain't doing that. All right. So, as many donuts as you can eat in 2 minutes. You ready? Two, not one.
Wait, we got drinks?
We got drinks. We got Coors Lights.
If you need to wash it down.
Wash it down with Coors Lights. Ready? March.
All right, they're opening up.
Go.
And they're starting the donuts.
Oh, look at this. Garrett's go. Hey. I might go with Skinny Garrett on this one.
Yeah, it's possible.
Irv's already struggling.
Nah, Irv's fine. Irv's fine.
All right. $50 gift
look
card.
At him.
Oh,
look
wow.
at him.
To J Bar M. Irv.
One of us.
You're embarrassing your eating habits. Okay.
Wallen. Garrett looks like a skinnier Morgan Wallen. So they're yelling Wallen at him. Wallen. Irv's got his Hall of Famer shirt on.
All right.
A picture of me with tamales and John doing double rods. Dell's on the back.
Yeah. That was when I got the double rods. He captured it when you two were ignoring me.
Oh, that's right.
When my stuff didn't work in L.A.
Yeah.
And he captured that, and then he's got the classic Dell look.
I wanted to actually have this thing go a whole segment to see who could finish a whole box.
Don't let us down.
La raza, you suck at eating.
Do it for la cultura. La cultura for la gente. I'm a southern man with a bag full of donuts.
Nobody would have guessed you suck at eating, Irv.
Abigail can't believe you just said that.
Have you met this man? Of course he said it.
Yeah.
30 seconds. Let's go. All right. Garrett.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. He's making a comeback. Here comes Irv. Here comes. And down the stretch they come.
Oh, he was sandbagging.
Making a late run.
Morgan.
Let's go. Two, three.
Oh, four, no.
Five, four, three, two, one. All right. How many? Who wins?
Someone get the bucket.
Give it to Garrett anyway. They tie.
All right, Edolf.
All right, wait, wait, wait. Let's see who's got more in their mouth right now.
Oh, no.
All right,
oh.
Let's see.
Oh, La Raza.
Oh, he wins. Yeah, he wins. Garrett beat him. La Raza's got a full mouth.
He's got like three donuts in there. He's been squirreling that thing. He's like a squirrel with three donuts in there, bro. He didn't swallow one donut.
I'm telling you. If you
stop it, Chipmunk. Orale, Chipmunk.
Hey, Shipley Donuts. Thank you, Shipley Donuts. Thank you for the donuts.
Orale, way.
All right. Nice job. We appreciate it. I'll bet there's nothing like listening to this show in your car.
Oh, it's got to be a good
show,
listen.
The worst show of the year.
I haven't even
checked. It's
just loud sounds throughout.
That's it. Once again, Mikey, we got to get everybody taking pictures.
Play-by-play of people.
Everybody, take your pictures of Pick Me Events over here. And then let's put Lamont is here. Hey, Lamont, what up, brother?
Chuck D is here.
Let's put the pictures on Twitter and add us, okay? We want to get everybody's picture on Twitter through Pick Me Events. Let's go. Let's go. Right there. Camera's right over there. Take your Christmas photo.
How are there so many people on stream watching this?
How many?
What is wrong with you people?
The only reason to participate in this is to
it's
watch
like a regular
it.
Day.
Yeah. Why would they listen
here,
without the video?
Here's Sam. Here's Sam, everybody.
Hey.
Right there. Right in the.
She likes mustaches.
Oh.
And Jesus.
Cowboys. And Jesus. Cowboys and Jesus.
Cowboys and Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
She likes mustaches.
She likes mustaches.
What a
that is
awful.
That's fine. That's fine.
Yeah.
There's nothing to be.
But she liked Freddie Mercury.
Yeah. She didn't know Village People.
She didn't know better.
She didn't know about the Village People.
Yeah.
And she had a. There was a mistake made also with her processing at a culture map.
Our ambassador? Too. Our ambassador? Yeah. Ambassador. Ambassador Fertitta, Mr. Ambassador.
Oh, yeah. Here's our ambassadors now. We got Tillman Fertitta. We've got the guy who did Trump's TV show.
Yeah, he's the executive producer.
Yeah, the executive producer of a TV show is now an ambassador.
Right.
We've got, who's the other one? Not the
pillow
dude.
We did have Woody Johnson.
Yeah, not the pillow guy, but there's another one.
I don't know.
Who?
Trump's son's girl is an ambassador.
Oh, yeah. No,
ex-girl.
Guilfoyle.
Yeah, Kimberly Guilfoyle.
Kimberly Guilfoyle.
She's scary. She is, and then you have one other. No, but there's somebody else who's an ambassador who I was like, there's no way this person could be an ambassador.
Why not be an ambassador?
It was somebody
well,
like.
Well, here's the thing about Tillman. Hey, Tillman, how much Italian you speak?
Nah. No, really. None of these people know anything about where they're going. It's just a swamp movie.
No.
It's just a friendship thing. Like, you're my friend. You can go there.
Yeah, well.
Like, it's not real.
No.
If any ship goes down, it's not going to be great.
No.
Tillman's like, huh.
It's
if
you.
We start having problems with the Italians, Tillman's like,
we
I'm
don't
out
have
of here.
Listen, that's the cushiest.
Oh, Herschel Walker.
Herschel Walker's the other one.
To the
Herschel
Bahamas,
Walker
yeah.
is, yeah.
Perfect. Perfect.
Get him out of this country.
Perfect.
Bahamas.
Listen, now, there's a – what problems do we have with Italy ever? We're not going to have problems
well,
with Italy.
I mean, it was the 40s, but
yeah.
sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Long time
it's
ago.
Been a
long time ago, yeah.
Yeah, we like the Japanese now, too.
Yeah,
and
that's
the
true. Allies, that's
and
true.
And the Germans.
That's
yeah.
true.
Yeah, all no, right. we're all – yeah,
we're
they're
good.
All our, they're all our friends now.
And we used to partner up with Russia. We ain't doing that no more.
It's been a while since we were partnered with Russia.
Since the 40s.
The 40s,
yeah.
yeah.
It's been a good long run since
yeah.
we were pro-Russia.
Right. Well, it's a long time since we've been anti-Germany, your people.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
All right. So stop doing the atrocities and we're good.
We stopped the atrocities, okay?
Okay.
We learned our lesson after a couple world wars.
All it took.
That's all it took. You taking on the whole world.
This time we mean it. Stop fighting the world, Germany.
Germany.
Germany reminds me of you. You're always trying to fight everything. Just take on everything. Just start stuff.
Oh.
You're like Pearl Harboring everything, although that was the Japanese. But You like somebody will be sitting there minding your own business. You just machine gun them. They're like, what? What the hell?
I love the people. You want arm wrestle? You want to go? We got my arm wrestling guy, Gilbert's brother.
I saw.
Let's go. All right. Should we arm wrestle? Abigail was there.
Should we arm wrestle?
What a question.
Should we arm wrestle?
You want to go?
I've already had a beer. But I need a few more. I need a few more. All right, and then we're going to go. Hey, Mudone. All right, we're going to break it here. Lance and I are going to talk. I think Billy Brown is coming here today. Nick, how are your toilets? They stuffed up? Anybody clock them up yet?
It's only 8:30, John.
Oh,
it's only 8:30.
We're just off a donut eating contest.
Irv just ate all those donuts. You never know.
Yeah, okay. Give it time.
Give him some time. But if you got any plumbing issue, Billy Brown is here for you. Billy's coming today. He's going to hang out with us here. We got a few clients here today, and Billy's going to be one of them. And listen, Billy's the guy that you need this holiday season because your people are going to come to your house, and they're going to clog your toilets, okay? And then what are you going to do over the holidays? You got to have a number, 281-488-6238. Make sure you have that number in your phone, and you tell Billy. Well, Billy won't answer the phone, but you tell them, hey, John and Lance said, when I call you, you'll come to my house and fix my toilet. And you will, and he will. We promise you. And he won't charge you to go there.
Make sure that you go there. And it's not just for toilet issues. You can also do it for leaky faucets, hot water heaters, tankless water heaters. You want that installed. Leaks under your foundation. So it doesn't have to just be a toilet issue, guys. You can have any issue, and it's going to be AqueductPlumbingCompany.com. AqueductPlumbingCompany.com.
John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios located at Nick's Place.
Hi, right, welcome back to Nick's Place, 2713 Rocky Ridge. Hey, how lucky are you guys? Last year we had Jeremy Piven. This year, Jennifer Reyna has come to hang out with us here at Nick's Place. She's a lot prettier than Jeremy Piven.
Yeah.
Jennifer, thank you for coming.
Get her a drink. No. Gilbert is not a traveler.
Yeah.
Gilbert's days of traveling are over. There's a Gilbert here, but it's not the Gilbert.
Stay away from her anyway.
Gilbert by proxy.
Gilbert. No. All right. Is Gilbert on a mobile here today? That was awful. You were terrible. No, that wasn't you. Jennifer, thank you for coming. Good friends with Garrett and Jason over there for years and years and years. She came to a golf tournament before, too. Cheetah used to come. Yeah, Garrett, he can draw some women now. All right. He got.
They want me to get
some pull.
They said, LZ, get Jennifer Reyna a drink. So, Jennifer, if you want a drink, it's on the show.
Yeah.
Mimosa. Jennifer? I'll take a gin and tonic because I already saw they don't have Maestro Nobel. If you have Maestro, I'll take a shot. But if you don't. But if you don't, I'll just drink a gin and tonic.
Hey.
Yeah, she is.
We are at Nick's Place and all kinds of. Man, this is awesome, you guys. You guys are so good. This is so much fun. Thank you for coming. We appreciate you guys. It's our last show of the year, and you guys always show up great. This is awesome. It's great to start the holiday season just ship-faced. I said ship-faced.
Or buzzed. Or just with a nice buzz where you can function
the rest
of your
day. Like it better the other way.
LaMotch is drinking Gatorade Zero. What is this world coming to?
Who is?
LaMotch is having a Gatorade Zero, just nice and smooth.
LaMotch.
Huh? Oh, okay. Okay. Never mind.
I told you.
That's clear. That's not Gatorade Zero. That's clear. Oh, there's some aid, yeah.
Well, we did say bring your own.
Yeah.
So LaMotch, he took that seriously. Okay.
What flavor is that Cliff flavor, LaMotch?
All right, we had our little Braves fan come up and said, what did he learn this weekend in one sentence? And he learned that the Cowboys, now that they're out of the playoffs, look like a Super Bowl contender. Yeah. How about just going home for the holidays? Okay? Because you ain't gonna be around come playoffs, right? Yeah. But hey, you look good now though. That's great. Congratulations. Yeah, that's right. We're crying for our teammates because we care. We love our teammates, right? Not like the Cowboys. That's all you do is talk about each other on podcasts and insult each other. But we are close. We're a tight-knit group. I did find out that one thing I learned, CJ is he's got a sensitive side. He really does.
Man, don't mess with that, man.
I'm not
That's
messing with
his best
him.
Friend. If your knee got torn up, me and Dell would either laugh or cry, one or the other.
I know you.
It'd be the first option.
It'd be an emotion of some sort.
What do we do every time you hurt yourself?
Laugh.
That's right.
Laugh, joke about it.
That's right. So CJ is more sensitive than I am.
Yes.
Surprisingly.
So. Yes.
What else did we learn this
week? They couldn't make extra points after it.
No.
The wide receivers were done. CJ was done. Yeah, it
Everybody
was
done.
They were an emotional
did
squad.
Did we learn anything else this weekend? And once that we learned that the college football playoffs suck so far? We learned that.
So far, so bad.
Yeah, so far, so bad. Hasn't been good, but I hope it will be.
I do think you are going to see, well, they will reseed for, look, there's going to be a call to make it smaller. I don't think that's ever going to happen. I don't think they'll take, I mean, what
it's
they
It's going to actually expand.
Which is a bad idea. But what they should have done. What they should have done is maybe gradually gone to six, gone to eight, maybe just gone directly to eight. Let that play out, see how it gone, and then if you wanted to expand, you could expand. Because now you don't go backwards. So now they'll go 16. You have a bunch of teams who don't deserve to be there, maybe even worse games. The season will last even longer physically. I am a little bit concerned. Hold on, your conversations. Yeah, you hitting on Abigail, we could.
Oh, I was actually about asking about something else,
kidding.
But that's cool.
I'm joking. I didn't do it. We break Dell's ball sometimes, like
all the time.
Me and Sam.
Yeah, sometimes. What's sometimes?
Yeah, all the times. Well, you're so hateful. Maybe if you acted nice to the show,
perhaps
we'd
I'm
be
responding
nice.
To the hate being given to
no,
me.
No, it's not it.
Perhaps
John and I are Hall of Famers. We don't treat people that way.
Hey,
Gartano.
John Gartano.
Put some respect on his name, Gartano. Put some respect on the Gartano name. I think that with the, you know, you're going to have too many teams in here. That's, you know, what worries me a little bit is you saw Williams, the right tackle for Texas, get hurt. And all I could think about is, you know, what's going to take is a Jalen Smith incident again. Remember at Notre Dame?
Jalen Smith or Willis McGahee?
Yeah. All it's going to take is for people to start calling. Is for people to start calling for, these guys need to stop playing. And you know, how do you think we're going to get to a point where the players say, I'm not playing in the playoffs unless I get a different paycheck?
No. Jalen Smith happened.
I hope
and
not.
And Willis McGahee happened.
And everyone stopped playing in bowl games.
Not in championship games.
No. But now you have, it's not just going to be two games.
Go
it's
ahead.
Going to be like four games.
Well, go ahead and opt out.
The McGahee thing happened
was,
in 2002, and then
yeah,
McCaffrey
have,
was the one
have,
who started that much later.
They didn't have a
yeah,
BCS
McCaffrey was
then.
The one. That but, was much later.
But not in the championship.
No, it was a –
It was a bowl game.
It was a bowl game.
It was just
game,
a regular bowl game.
Yeah.
It was McCaffrey and what's his name from LSU.
Oh, a bunch of guys from LSU.
Why the big running back.
Fournette.
Fournette.
They ducked out after the injury to Jalen Smith the previous year. But I am a little bit worried that guys start ducking out of those games. I don't want it to happen, and I hope it won't.
Not, listen, the NFL is going to look – if you opt out of a playoff game in college,
yeah,
the NFL is going to look at you sideways.
It's a bad look.
So is that all we learned this
week? But how about this, though? Think about this. This is the era of football we're in. Oregon, okay? Let's go through. Oregon, one-year quarterback. Right? Transfer
right.
in. Ohio State, one-year
quarterback.
Notre Dame, one-year quarterback. Texas and Tennessee, well, they're homegrown for the most part. You've got, who are the other ones? Boise,
well,
I don't
Indiana
know.
Indiana was 1 year,
Indiana
too.
Was a one-year quarterback.
I don't
Boise,
know how long Mattson's been there. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
For,
Boise.
Boise. The Arizona State quarterback, Levin.
That's no, a one-year.
No, he was there last year.
He was there last year.
He was there
last
year.
Was he?
Yeah.
Okay. And he'll be there next year, too. He's an Arizona State guy.
Will Howard, you was another 1 year guy.
Yeah, I feel like
Ohio,
we're missing some
Ohio
teams.
Ohio State,
Penn State.
Jennings has been
Penn
there.
Penn State's been there. Jennings has been there.
Yeah, so it's a mix.
But the best teams have 1 year guys.
Well, because they're unwilling if they don't hit on their guy in recruiting, they're unwilling to wait.
Georgia's homegrown.
Yeah, they're not going to allow a young, inexperienced guy to keep them from competing for a title. Ryan Day couldn't have done that. He couldn't have rolled out Devin Brown this year and said, we'll see how it goes. He needed to go get a guy. And they went and got him.
Yeah, it's funny because one of the concerns is that you're not going to have the same development of college football players, because when you jump from program to program, you don't have the continuity of coaching. You go from system to system, offense coordinator to offense coordinator. And now you have young players who should be playing who aren't getting to play because they portal in, because you don't want to, you don't want to go at the unknown. And same way you have guys who are not being recruited from high school, who are having to go, secondary routes because they're not signed into the portal, as you're not signing as many high school recruits anymore. It's had some unintended consequences, but it is instant free agency, and it can make you relevant very, very quickly.
Well, the scholarship limit's going to go up to 105. It'll cut out walk-ons, but teams are going to be able to hand out 105 scholarships if they want
to. And more high school kids will be signed.
Yeah. I hope so, yeah.
More high school
kids. They should literally put numbers on it so that you do protect the high school player.
All right. If you haven't come up here and seen the guys from Game Day, Game Day Men's Health, get on up here, GameDayMen'sHealth.com. They got T-shirts and shirts and wonderful stuff for you. They got locations all over the city now, opening up in Friendswood and downtown. And so let's go. Get on over there and just feel better and look better. And if you need a mortgage, my man's right there. Right there, Kent Jones. Even if you're thinking about buying a house, you ask him. In his head, he'll be able to calculate how much it'll be monthly for you. Okay? That's how good he is. And Mikey over here at Pick Me Events, get on over there and take a picture. Take pictures over there at Pick Me Events. It's great. Great. Billy's coming too. What is this?
You missed it.
What did it say? Whoa.
Oh, whoa.
Kyle's in the house, everybody.
Kyle
is
from
here.
1560.
1560 Kyle is here.
What's up, brother?
What do you say, pal? Good to see you.
I see you're still drinking.
Yes. You're a little late.
You're still drinking beer.
You're a little late. And Lance, right now, I want to talk about Gulf Coast Windows. I want to talk about
good.
You,
go
man.
Ahead. You don't need my permission?
No, I just wanted to ask, okay? I wanted to ask if you need new windows. I want to know if you got to have new windows, and Jim Fiume is here for you, a guy who's been doing it for 40 years, a guy who is a Pinnacle Award winner. If you're not, if you are somebody that is got windows that are not up to spec, that are not up to snuff, Jim Fiume's are the best windows ever, okay? The best windows in the history of windows is at Gulf Coast Windows. And that's not an exaggeration, okay? It is not an exaggeration. They're the best. Jim Fiume has been doing this for 40 years. He's won the Pinnacle Award from the Better Business Bureau. You don't get that unless you're great. You don't get that unless you get the best in service, the best product, the best of everything. You're looking for the best way to get those new windows in your home. GulfCoastWindows.com, 713-849-5454. This holiday season, if you need new windows, this is the place to call. 713-849-5454 or GulfCoastWindows.com.
You're listening to John and Lance, broadcasting live from inside the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios located at Nick's Place. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back, live at Nick's Place, 2713 Rocky Ridge. Steph Stradley just walked in, everybody. Steph Stradley, everybody. Yeah, she has been the number one Texan fan forever. You won a Texan fan or NFL, right, award for Fan of the Year? Twice NFL Fan of the Year. And she's got – oh, yeah. So on Wednesday – huge tailgate. She's going to have a band. What lot are you in?
Platinum
lot. Oh, of course you're platinum. Steph Stradley, platinum lot. So get on over to the platinum lot. You'll hear it because you got a band coming?
We have a band. We have Texan Santa.
Texan Santa, a band, food.
Fried turkeys and all the fixings.
for Christmas. Christmas Day, tailgate at the Texans. Go find Steph and tell her you were at the bar. Tell her you were here and say, and I want some turkey. I want some fried turkey for Christmas. That's awesome. Have fun. Have fun. Okay. What do you think? What do you think of this team?
I love this team, actually. I think that they're kind of ahead of schedule. I know that that's not, like, what people are talking about. But, like, it's so ambitious what they've been trying to do with their offensive line. And, obviously, it's not as good as they want it to be. But, like, this is relevant football in December. And there's teams that are great teams that didn't get the Super Bowl, and then there's teams that are worse than this Texans team that won the whole thing. And the Super Bowl is in New Orleans, which is the best place to do a Super Bowl, I got to tell you.
So what? But the loss of Tank is a big – that's a bummer.
Well, of course it's a bummer, especially after how hard he came back. We still don't know details about it, but, you know, there's been all sorts of really horrible-looking – injuries where people came back from, like Connor Barwin back in the day. But then there's some things you can't come back from, so all we can do is just hope for the best for them. But, like, actually some of the players that they have that haven't yet stepped up, they've shown some things in training camp, and now with a whole week of, or not a whole week, like a couple days of practice.
3 days.
Yeah. That's
now with 36 hours of practice.
Yeah, now with 36 hours of practice. Maybe that they can show some things. I mean, it's going to be a tough battle because the Ravens are playing for stuff.
Yeah,
it's going to be tough. But it's at home, so,
yeah.
You know, it's at home. It'll be fun. I think people who are in the stadium, it will be an experience for them. They're going to want to be there.
Well, I hope that it's not going to be half Ravens like it usually is.
I don't think Baltimore.
So. They're not going to travel. They're not going to travel like that.
You're going to have some Lamar Jackson fans just who became Ravens fans. He's one of those dynamic athletes where people become a Ravens fan because of Lamar. So you're going to have some that are there. But I don't think – it's not going to be like Steelers or Patriots. It's not going to be one of those things.
No, but you know what? You go to Steph's tailgate, she can flip you.
Yeah.
She can flip you from Raven fan to Texan fan.
I'll take some food.
That's it.
Some food and karaoke.
Fried turkey. No, they got a fried band turkey, coming out there. It's going to be a big event.
That'll be
good. So get to the Platinum lot and see Steph. Thanks so much. She's been here forever. We love Steph. She knows her ball now. She knows her ball now. I don't know. You know, she said, is this team ahead of schedule?
Is this team ahead of schedule? No.
The
Texans?
Yeah.
See, I don't think so because they reset the schedule last year. If you wanted to ask me, are they ahead of schedule from my expectations 2 years ago? Maybe so, but they hit reset after last year.
Yeah,
so
but when you look at them
my expectations were like this.
You look at them 2 years ago and say second straight division. They're easy.
Yeah, but I'm not looking at it in totality. I'm looking at where they are right now, and I think where they are right now, even when healthy, they haven't made as significant a jump as I expected with a second-year quarterback, the addition of Hunter, who, frankly, Hunter's been good, but he's not been any better than Jonathan Grenard. Grenard's had a really good season over there for Minnesota. So, but you didn't have Christian Harris for almost the entire season. So, you know, you've got two really good rookie defensive backs. That should be a big positive.
I think the biggest disappointment is CJ's regression.
Oh, yeah, without question. Yeah. CJ's play... If you look at his stats, I can't believe this, but he's got, I think the stat is like 16 touchdowns and 11 interceptions since he came together with Caleb. Since he came together with Caleb Williams, you know, and did the big brother thing.
Yeah,
he's been like 16 touchdowns, 11 interceptions since then. That's just not like, that's not what we expect. And a lot of it has not been just bad luck. It's been bad decisions. It was bad decision-making the other day.
Well, that was bad, yeah. He threw a couple of balls that were...
So, I mean, I'm not definitely not giving up on CJ. I think this is just what happens when you're a good quarterback. Teams, they start game planning for you, and they do it in the off season. By the way. They start going after your tendencies during the summer, and they say, okay, when we play Stroud, go find his throws that he makes. Go find his best throws, his worst throws. And they start coming up with a profile of you that they don't do in season, but when they're out of season, and I think now it's up to CJ to counterpunch. It's like boxing. They've changed their game plan, right? They're throwing straight rights now. It's going to be up to CJ to circle left and throw hooks. You know, he's got to come up with something new, which is maybe he dinks and dunks. Maybe he starts to, you know, I don't know what it's going to be, but he and Bobby Slowick and Gerard Johnson, you know, and the wide receivers, they got to get on the same page and do something different. I don't think it's really going to happen this year. It's hard to make it happen in a single year to make those changes, but you can have big changes in the offseason. So we'll see what happens.
I don't know who he's going to throw to now. It's going to be there. What is that?
I don't know.
Say hi to our fans.
Oh, hey. Hi, Jennifer Reyna fans.
Jennifer Reyna's.
How are you, Jennifer Reyna?
How about Jennifer Reyna said she could make it happen to bring Gilbert his steak? From Jennifer Reyna? Are you kidding me? And he's not quick enough anymore to catch her, so she's safe.
Yeah. That's all,
yes, poor lateral movement now, I can promise you.
Jennifer, one step.
Bad short
one
area.
One step and you're ahead of Gilbert. No
you
problem.
You dump it off and then you move back a little bit. Yeah. It's kind of like Bears.
Yeah.
You just throw it in the bear cage. Yeah.
Young Alyssa's in the house.
I know.
I mean, she destroys you every time.
Yeah, but she's gone after
she gets
you
on
too.
The radio. No, she
she's
never
gone after you too.
Never.
I'll just tell her, let me see your report card and it's over. It's
that's
over.
Her. She's got a mouth on her, this one. Okay. No, she does. No.
And here's another thing.
Look, it's already
see,
she started.
She's already like.
She's already started. She's already started.
Uh-oh. Okay? There you go.
An apple juice? No, we don't have apple juice here. Have a beer. How old are you? 15. Get two.
No.
Oh,
no,
John.
No,
oh, no. No, John. No. That's not the jokes we make.
No.
Old enough.
My no.
Kid, my
no.
kids were drinking at 15.
No.
Right. I was drinking at 13.
No.
We know. You don't have to tell us.
Don't follow
and
your.
Look how I turned
out. Look how great you are. Yeah.
Look how I
great example
out.
For
Gartano.
Alyssa.
Hall of Famer. Hall of Fame.
That's true.
He made a Hall of Fame.
All right. We got a hide and seek game that we're going to play next here on ESPN 97.5. Oh, the Cowboys suck, by the way. I don't know if you heard.
Crystal.
I don't know if you heard. The Cowboys suck.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. But they won.
Oh!
They did win, though.
My fantasy football team lost last night. Because your defense sucks. Because Baker Mayfield got off on him. Went off on him.
Not really. He just had a garbage fourth quarter. He picked up garbage time fourth
Josh
quarter.
Josh Allen lost it for me. Yeah. That's what lost it for me. But I still got to beat. Oh.
Josh Allen versus the Patriots. You thought you had a win.
You know what caught me in? Brandon Aubrey had 23 points last night.
Oh, yeah.
Remember how
long field goals.
And that listener was giving me the business about Brandon Aubrey? Yeah. Almost won me a championship. So there. We're going to play a game here. We want you guys to play. Courtney, we'll get it together. We have contestants.
I still don't have a drink, I see.
Yeah. So, yeah. Hey, Nick, Lance needs a drink. Maybe you could open a bar around here. Be a great place to open a bar.
Did one of you bring a bottle of Maestro Nobel or some gin and tonic? Let me know.
Gin
since everyone's bringing stuff in.
Gin and
in.
Tonic for him. He wants, what kind of gin you want?
Yeah.
Whatever.
You don't have Maestro Nobel, right?
Yeah.
Hendrix is fine.
Yeah. All right.
I would have Maestro, but they don't have it here.
Yeah.
We can shut this place down if we need to.
Disrespect. All right. We're breaking it here, and I'm talking about Chastain Ford. I'm talking about you guys. I'm talking about the holiday season. It's going to end on January 2nd, where you get 1.9% financing for 60 months. 1.9 financing is ridiculous. No payments for 90 days and $1,000 cash bonus at Chastain Ford. This is happening for the Escape, the Explorer, and for the F-150. And I'm telling you, you're not going to find a better deal, but you're not going to find better people. That's the thing about Chastain Ford. You're not finding better people to deal with. You're not finding more honest people. You're not finding people that are going to give you the deal that you want, not something that they want to sell you. They're not going to add on. They're not going to mark up. They're the best in the business. I love them. I've bought 4 cars from them. I will continue to buy cars from them because I believe in them. You will believe in them too, especially when the first thing you're going to ask you is, what are your payments have to be at, right? And that is so important because you want to have the best car buying experience that you can have. All you need is Chastain Ford. ChastainFord.com on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead. It's just 5 minutes from downtown Chastain Ford.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.